Just 40 weeks ago, Boris Johnson was British Prime Minister with a large Commons majority. Today, his political career is in tatters. A report by fellow MPs has found that Johnson deliberately misled Parliament over social events and parties at No. 10 Downing Street during the COVID-19 lockdowns. The report by the House of Commons Privileges Committee concludes that Johnson was also, quote, complicit in the campaign of abuse and attempted intimidation of the committee. The Commons Committee would have recommended a 90-day suspension from Parliament for him. But earlier this week, Johnson resigned as a Tory MP, having seen the report. Katie Balls is political editor of The Spectator. She joins us now. Very good afternoon, Katie, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon. The phrase damning is often used in relation to reports of this sort, but it's not an exaggeration in this case.
No, it is a very damning report for Boris Johnson. Ultimately, there's very little for him to take comfort from. And I think the fact that you have a 90-day recommended suspension, one that will not happen because Boris Johnson, of course, quit on Friday, talking about the contents of the draft report, which further, caused him problems in terms of the report in the committee, does just show how serious this is in terms of what the committee has found. And ultimately, we've had Boris Johnson giving evidence. We know the committee's also been speaking to figures who worked in No. 10 at the time, and they have come to the conclusion that he did deliberately mislead Parliament. I think the strange thing about this report is, in a way, the level of punishment, I think, has surprised quite a few people, but the general outcome is not, partly because of the pre-briefing, Boris Johnson's words, but also a lot of people in politics here in Westminster had already made their mind up either way. So it's getting a lot of attention, but I'm not sure how much it is changing the dial from in terms of changing minds.
Yes, I mean, the reports suggest, well, I mean, it fairly clearly states that he compounded his offences in this regard by his dealings with the committee, as they see it, breaking confidentiality, discussing the report before it had been published. And that, they say, really is why they would have imposed this 90-day suspension, although it's moot because, of course, he's gone.
Yes, and exactly. Without the comments on Friday, it sounds as though they had already decided on a fairly long suspension, one which would have had the ability to trigger a by-election, but they ramped it up to the 3 months ultimately because of the words in the Leaders acting. And the report is also very critical of Boris Johnson and his supporters for the way throughout this process they have served to demean, question the committee and the work, and suggest, for example, that it is a kangaroo court, and that's something which has aggravated the committee and led to this. Of course, Boris Johnson will have known in these comments that he and his supporters are making there would aggravate the committee. There won't be a surprise to him, but I think it suits Boris Johnson to a degree because he can add to this almost betrayal narrative we've seen him and his supporters trying to set out in recent weeks.
Yeah, Katie, you've been writing in The Spectator this week about the internal civil war nearly within the Conservative Party, the attempt to oust Prime Minister Rishi Sunak from the leadership of the Tories. Where does this report leave all of that?
So we've had almost a brief period of relative calm in the Tory party, I think, when Rishi Sunak took over. And there was something of a ceasefire in the sense of saying unite or die. That was Rishi Sunak's message to MPs. And it feels like on Friday, it was a combination of the Privileges Committee and the draft report that Boris Johnson saw, and a row over almost quite a petty topic in the way of peerages and accusations that Rishi Sunak had not gone far enough, and that led to Boris Johnson quitting. I think we're now in a situation where Boris Johnson has more foes than friends in the parliamentary party in its current form. That means it's possible he returns. He could one day, as he says, come back and lead the party again. But I think it's hard to do this side of the election at the very least. But he is still a pain to Rishi Sunak, and I think he can still cause him plenty of problems.
Katie, no doubt we'll speak again. But at the moment, thank you very much. Katie Balls there, political editor of The Spectator.